Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder, author of Getting Better When You Can't. This is a podcast that's designed to help you see things from a very different perspective. I believe you'll find the content interesting, engaging, and even life-changing. Please check out my website at www.kevinwinder.com. And remember, I spell Kevin like the number 7. Be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter entitled Winder's Weekly Wisdom. Thanks so much for tuning in, and now, on to the KevCast. Hi, everyone, and thanks so much for joining the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder. Welcome back, friends. I'm so glad you came back to listen to another episode. Today, we are going to be talking about the dimmer switch principle. That's right, the dimmer switch principle. You know, don't you? Well, if you don't, then you are in the right place. You see, most houses today have two types of light switches. You know, it's not uncommon. The most common of them is the binary switch or the basic on and off switch. And this type only has two positions, and you guessed it, on or off. The other type is a dimmer switch. Now, the dimmer switch uses a rheostat to kind of modulate the amount of current that goes to the fixture. So this gives you an unlimited or a multiple levels, I should say, of on. So you get variable amounts of light. So with the rheostat, you kind of can turn it just a little bit here and you get in that, you know, you get the dim light or a little bit brighter. You can adjust your light exactly how you want because of the dimmer switch. It just modulates the power that kind of goes on. Now, isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? Aren't you guys just completely thrilled with the dimmer switch principle? Okay, so let's go deeper here. Obviously, I'm not an electrician. We're not just going to talk about the basic differences between dimmer switches and binary switches. But these are great metaphors for something very profound. Okay, there is nothing deeper. There is nothing greater. There's nothing more meaningful than the subject of truth. And I'm talking capital T truth. And when you're starting to get to ultimate reality, when you're starting to talk about capital T truth, only metaphor works. There's a certain reason for that. But today the metaphor is dimmer switch, and the topic is actually capital T truth. I'm talking about absolute truth, total truth, higher truth, universal truth. Every atom of the universe is coming from and pointing to this big truth. Every subject, every discussion, every topic, if you pressed it to its origin or to its completion, is a discovery of or a pursuit of truth. Now, you may never have thought about it like that, but it's true. It's true whether you're baking cupcakes. It's true whether you're laying drywall. It's true whether you're building a computer system. It's true whether you are a woodworker, and it's true whether you're doing philosophy or theology or physics. Now, this means that every subject has the possibility of going deeper or of learning more, of discovering progress or creating advancements. I was having a conversation with one of my friends this week, and he was sharing to me how his son is getting into Nerf. Those Nerf guns that shoot the little bullets and everything. There's a whole world where, and I didn't know this, you can engineer the guns to shoot the bullets at really high capacity. And it's kind of like a paintball game. But the bullets, you know, they sting pretty good to let you know you were hit. But there's a whole world of going deeper into Nerf that he didn't know about, and I certainly didn't know about. And I think it's true for every subject, whether you're talking about Dunder Mifflin paper, whether you're talking about printers or books or laying floor or carpet or paintings, business. Certainly the areas of theology in physics and science. They all have something that you go deeper. In bicycling, you go deeper. As you go deeper and you get more experience, you buy more high-tech components, don't you? You always upgrade your computer, your tech, your hardware, your software, your equipment gets more nuanced. So everything goes deeper. And it's quite interesting because the process of going deeper into any subject is actually the process of doing spiritual work, because it's this discovery of the apprehension and the application of truth. You see, you're mining out little nuances of truth, whether it's Nerf guns or baking. And you're using those truths as you learn them to apply to your craft so you can gain mastery of it. That's actually spiritual work, because you're dealing with truth. Now, if the idea here is creating confusion, or it seems, you know, maybe it's off somehow, then try looking at it from a slightly opposite perspective or a different perspective. This is really just another way of saying that there is no single person in the world who can possess all that is true, right? The smartest person on their very best day is really only grasping partial truth, because they could never possess all that is true. Neither can you and neither can I. But this is the same for the simple person on their very worst day as it is for the smartest person on their best day. So every single person is only a partial believer in the truth. Now, that should be an interesting way of leveling the playing field. It's something that we all kind of knew intuitively, but we didn't really realize we were this close to capital T truth on every level, did we? Now, let's go back to the dimmer switch. Most of us approach truth with an on-off switch, or a binary way of thinking. You see, once we gain a measure of truth in a particular area, we usually say that we know it. You know, once you master baking cupcakes, you could say you know everything there is to know about baking cupcakes. If you're going to do a throwdown with Bobby Flay, Bobby Flay is going to pretty much know everything. But he can't know everything in reality, right? If we have mastery in a subject, we like to see ourselves as knowing all there is to know, right? We like to be the Bobby Flay of cooking. We want to be the Rembrandt of painting, the Steve Jobs of business, whatever it is. But we don't really know all there is to know. But since we think in binary ways, we just conclude that we do know it. If someone doesn't then possess a similar amount of knowledge in that space, and we know more than they do, we conclude that they don't know the truth. Right? We simply say, this person doesn't know what I know, so they don't have the truth. Now, this shows up in all kinds of ways in religion, and I think those of you who've been in those situations can see kind of where I'm pointing at, but that's not the gist of my podcast today. What I'm trying to get at is that this binary switch, this on-off switch, is what causes Republicans to think Democrats are stupid. And vice versa, it causes Democrats to think Republicans are out of their minds. It causes atheists to conclude that people of faith are unaware of the truth. And it causes people of faith to think that atheists are unaware of the truth. You see, it's the on-off binary way of thinking that creates a disposition that companies use to create differentiators for themselves in the market. Oh, we know something they don't. Our cinnamon roll recipe is better than theirs. We make shoes different than they do, right? Our computers are better because of this. And there might be functionally different, but it's all based upon the fact that one sees themselves as knowing the truth and seeing the others as not having it. It makes religions exclusive and competitive. Oh, I'm sorry, you're part of that denomination. Oh, that's even worse. You're part of another religion. Yeah, that's clear that they don't know the truth, right? This is the basis of all competition It's the basis of every war that was ever fought. Some other side, those people, the others, didn't have the truth. Now, furthermore, if we look at this in a more personal application, the binary switch is the mindset that stalls our progress by telling us that we don't have something, or we can't do something, or it won't work because we lack something, right? We look at a big life as an all or nothing instead of an incremental advancement to it. We kind of are always looking for a big break, aren't we? We just never feel like we're going to get there by doing the little steps. We need a big intervention. We need Oprah to come in and set us free, to give us money, to give us an audience, to do something, right? I mean, we need a big break in the NBA. We need a big break in the music industry. We need a big break in business to get our chance to prove ourselves. It has to come as an on-off. It's either on or it's off. That's the dimmer switch principle. I mean, but it's not the dimmer switch principle. That's the binary switch principle in our life. So now you see where we're going. The dimmer switch principle works in two directions. See, the more light that we have, the more light we can use to get more light. The less light we have, the less capable we are of obtaining more light. That is kind of like a flywheel. And Jesus talked about this. He says, whoever has will be given more, and whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. That's in Mark 4:25. So he's getting at this principle too. It's like a flywheel where when it's not moving or moving very slowly, a flywheel is very heavy and it takes a lot of an intervention, an effort to move it at all. It takes like 3 men and a small boy to spin a big heavy flywheel. But once it gets going, then less effort to keep it going is required because it's moving under the weight of its own mass. You know, and that's how truth works. At higher levels, truth integrates and the tensions resolve between seemingly opposite things. Now, that's a big statement, what I just said there. Truth at higher levels integrates and it resolves the tensions between seeming opposites. Now, there was a time in our world where, you know, we thought the world was flat. And so it could only be day or it could only be night. But now we have a bigger, higher, transcendent perspective that says it is daytime right now. It is also nighttime right now. Two opposite. What could be more opposite than day and night? They're both equally true as we speak right now. Whether you're sitting in the sun or whether you're sitting in the nighttime, it's absolutely true that it's daytime and nighttime right now. And so we got that from a higher transcendent perspective. We widened our perspective of truth and therefore something happened. You see, that's the beauty of the dimmer switch principle, is we ever widen our expansion of truth, we widen it. You know, to him who has, more is given. To him who has not, even what he has is taken away. It's about the categories we possess. If we lose our categories, we lose any possibility of integration. This is our clue that ultimate reality is not binary, but singular. You see, if all truth moves into a singular perspective, then we know that ultimate reality cannot be binary, as in up or down, good or bad, right or wrong. It's singular. And that is that it's drawing us toward itself, as evidenced by our deepest yearning for truth. Go all over the world. Every time zone, every demographic, every social economic need, no matter where there has been a person, there's always been a desire for the truth. There's always been within every life of every person a hunger to learn more, to find out more, to get at it. It's never been without us. So this ultimate reality, this higher truth, is pulling on us into a singular perspective. And in order to do that, it works on a dimmer switch principle, not a binary switch. Now, that is revolutionary if you have been taught otherwise. If you grew up in a church or a town or in a community that told you that what we believe here is true, what others believe is false, then you have been given a binary switch in order to understand reality. And religion has done a great job of differentiating all that out, right? They create that binary reality, don't they? Heaven and hell. But all things are moving and returning to a single source on a truth level. But we also see this happening in quantum physics, don't we? It's claiming that consciousness, which for the long time science would only say consciousness is simply neurotransmitters in the brain. Yeah, but reality is that brain science and consciousness are interlinked. They're interlinked, but they're not the same thing. Non-physical reality or consciousness cannot die because it's an energy. And as you know, energy never goes away and it never increases. It stays. It just transmutes into different forms of energy. I mean, that's science in its basic principle. But now quantum physics has realized that the energy of consciousness actually goes into another alternate plane of energy. Now, that's a really interesting scientific discovery when you consider religion has been doing this for a long time. We called it heaven or nirvana or transcendence or paradise. So what am I getting at here? I'm trying to help you see that when it comes to truth, ultimate truth, if you're super certain about what you believe is true, you are less open to wider perspectives of the truth. That's just a reality. If you have the truth, but you have a disposition that allows you to want more, that's called humility. And that will always widen your expanse of truth, which moves you into a singular perspective over time. So humility is a gateway, and it's the evidence of the dimmer switch working in your life. Certainty is evidence of a binary switch that's working in your life. So I hope this dimmer switch principle inspires you to go deeper. You know, go deeper into anything that inspires you. I don't care if you want to draw. I don't care what hobby or interest or passion you may have. Go deeper into it. As you do, you will learn the very basics of spiritual practice. It's a great place to start, especially if you're already interested in it or passionate about it. And if you are kind of typically one of those surface-only type person, going deeper into something will do you really, really well. After a while, you'll discover that the subject to which you are going deeper doesn't really satisfy you so much. It does, but it doesn't. You'll ultimately recognize that it's the pursuit of truth that's ultimately pulling you, and you are interested in the subject. The subject is consequential. It's the pursuit of the truth that's contained within the subject that's the most amazing discovery you'll find. That's the thing that will satisfy you. This way, your interests get you started. You know, they get your dimmer switch kind of turned on, or you have some light. And then you get to get the flywheel principle going. And then deeper questions about reality, truth, and life start to emerge. You'll discover you can answer them. You'll discover that your love and pursuit of the truth has the power to take you the rest of the way. It's an amazing reality. Now, I know that I've left this very vague and have deliberately left this open-ended. And some of you, that's going to bug you. I know that because I'm not saying that ultimate truth is Jesus, or I'm not saying specifically that ultimate truth is Islam, or ultimate truth is Buddhism, or finding it is the only exclusive way to finding it is to accept Jesus in your heart, or the only exclusive way of finding that truth is to begin a meditative practice, or to do the five pillars, or go on a pilgrimage, right? Every religion in the world has an exclusive claim to the truth, to the binary system of truth to which they have embraced. But I'm not going there. What I'm talking about is a little bit bigger. It's all throughout scripture and sacred texts. All of them get it at the higher levels. It's the lower levels that get kind of stuck in the binary switch. I'm hoping that I can encourage you and inspire you and give you a little bit of a taste of how to widen your perspective of the truth. And as you do, I think you're going to be truly amazed, because I don't think I have to name it. I don't have to name the truth in order for it to be true. And if what I am saying is true, then I don't have to do it anyway. You already kind of get it, don't you? Thanks so much for tuning in to the KevCast. It really means a lot that you give your time and energy to this. It's my goal that this content is challenging sometimes, but mostly helpful, inspiring, and encouraging to you. It's my goal that in the end, you become a much better person. And guess what? I'll become a better person if I hear from you. I welcome your feedback, good or bad. I'd love to start a dialogue with you. If I can answer any questions, please reach out to me at my website, www.kevinwinder.com. Now, remember, I'm a member of the Experts Academy, and I help people who want to understand spirituality to make sense of their religious experience so that they can clearly see God in the world. Until next time, have a great day.